time. Keep it funky.
This is 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh and internet radio WMCK.FM McKeesport.
From feature story news in Washington, I'm Nick Harper. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has angrily hit out at countries who've recognised a Palestinian state. All of that during his address to the United Nations General Assembly. Dozens of delegates walked out of the chamber during the speech in protest to Israel's continued offensive in Gaza City. ABC's Tony Waterman was watching and sent this report from UN headquarters in New York.
Well, this was an extraordinary address full of defiance and also some big surprises. The prime minister defended Israel's actions in Gaza and vowed to continue fighting until Hamas was obliterated. And he said that that message was being live streamed on the cell phones of residents in Gaza, thanks to the efforts of the Israeli Intelligence Committee. And his message, he said, to Hamas and also to the people in Gaza, free the hostages now. If you don't, Israel will hunt you down.
U.S. lawmakers are calling for transparency on the TikTok deal that would see a group of U.S. companies taking a majority control of the Chinese-owned app. It comes after the U.S. President Donald Trump signed an agreement that paves the way for the popular social media app to remain operational in the United States. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer has hit back against claims made by Donald Trump that London is heading towards Sharia law. ABC's Ollie Barrett sent this report from London.
Keir Starmer says President Trump's claims about London wanting to go to Sharia law are ridiculous nonsense. In the president's speech to the UNGA, he described Sadiq Khan, with whom he has a long-running feud, as a terrible mayor and lamented London having changed. Keir Starmer says he's spoken to Sadiq Khan since that speech, supports him and is proud London has a Muslim mayor. Mayor Khan responded to President Trump's speech by saying the US president is racist, sexist, misogynistic and Islamophobic. Ollie Barrett, London.
Health officials battling an Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo have urged neighbouring countries to be vigilant and strengthen measures to stop the spread of the disease. ABC's Chris Ochimarenga has more from Kinshasa.
Aid groups say Ebola treatment centers in Kasai province are overwhelmed by patients. The recent increase in the number of patients has prompted health officials to warn neighboring countries to step up preventive measures. Angola, which shares a border with Kasai province, faces a high risk. Other countries like the Central African Republic, Congo, Rwanda, South Sudan, Uganda, and Zambia are considered at moderate risk. Health officials say the viral disease has claimed 35 lives since last month. Chris Ochamringa, Kinshasa.
From bureaus worldwide, this is
You're hearing things on Wonderful Radio.
Around.
kicking it off with Elton John here on Radio 9 at, let's make it 108, much more music time. Check out the website at jthurbershow.com. Please, no phone calls this week, but save your calls for another time. This week's show is transcribed for release at this more convenient time. Here's Bill Haley in the comments on Radio 9.
Get set.
Get set.
Now ready.
Ready. Go.
Everybody rise up. Leave that spot.
Some Canadian content there from David Clayton Thomas and the Bossmen, Brainwashed. A lot of people think that they wouldn't need to brainwash me. Just a light rinse would do it. Here's Bobby Hendricks on Radio 9.
That I feel inside, and of the tears I'm trying to hide, little do they know, little do they care, I'm a man of a thousand dreams. Whoa, 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 whoa. They see me laughing, game with others.
never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Poor little fool.
From 1958, Ricky Nelson on Radio 9, and this is Motherlode.
Chance of showers this afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high of 77. Patchy fog overnight, mostly cloudy, low 56. Foggy on Sunday morning, otherwise mostly cloudy, giving way to sunshine at a high of 83.